League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to EV News Briefly, everything you need to know about EVs in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got time for the normal show. So it turns out he does know how to say the T word then.
From iconic companies like GM and Ford building out a new electric vehicle production to Tesla, our nation's largest electric vehicle manufacturer.
Hallelujah, President Biden finally acknowledges Tesla. It was getting a little bit silly, so this takes all the heat out of the argument that was happening, even between Elon Musk weighing in on Twitter, telling the president how to spell Tesla after Biden's recent love-in with Ford and General Motors, but never ever acknowledging the US's biggest manufacturer of electric vehicles. Hopefully that is done and dusted now. We can all move on from a rather silly spat. Next, VW is considering EV quotas for its dealerships. Let me explain. They don't have enough cars because of the chip shortage, and so rather than giving dealers as many EVs as they want of the ID cars, it gets limited according to how big the dealer is. So, for instance, if you sell 999 VWs, you get to order 15 ID3s and 25 ID4s. Let me try and work through the logic of that. If you sell lots of petrol and diesel cars, you can have a few electrics. That seems wrong. It's encouraging selling combustion cars, isn't it? Isn't it? Okay, let's move on. And Ford, from the Department of Bleeding Obvious, the CEO, Jim Farley, said this: we are well on our way to achieving at least 40% mix of BEVs by 2030. The F-150 Lightning, if we had full production today to meet current demand, would rival the Model 3 as the leading BEV nameplate in the US. Well, you might. Absolutely. There's lots of demand for EVs. If only you'd bothered to put production in years ago, you would be number one. It's like saying, if I had £1 million, I'd be a millionaire. Yes. Brilliant. Next, Tesla has cut a steering component to deal with the chip shortage. I must point out, of course, this does not make the cars any less safe. This was a chip that was in the steering systems of the Chinese-made Model 3s and Model Ys, which was to do with redundancy if they ever want to achieve full self-driving, so that it's got a fallover system in a full self-driving ecosystem where the car would then still be able to drive. They've removed it, either because of costs or chip shortage. I don't know the real reason, but it does mean that those cars coming out of China now can't do any more than driver assist. If those cars ever want to be used, for instance, say, a robo-taxi, and you know how cynical I am about that ever being achieved, they would need to go back to have that part refitted, or someone coming out to put in that computer chip, which is not in the car. They don't operate as self-driving vehicles without this fallback system. Next, the Model Y in China has been revised a little with its LFP battery packs, the 0-60 time of the standard range. That's the new name, the new badge for the old SR Plus, is now 6.9 seconds 0-60 rather than 5.4 seconds, but that's still plenty quick. On a new podcast, Tesla's head of design, Franz van Holhausen, has been talking about the Roadster, the new Roadster. And he says, I wish we were working faster. I have to say that in the time that we have been developing it, we've been learning a lot, but it's definitely still on the cards, he says. Now, a company backed by Alibaba, AutoX, are using Chrysler Pacifica minivans, they're plug-in hybrids, and they've just built 1,000 new ones for their full self-driving vehicles, robo-taxis. 1,000 of them in the fleet. They use radar and LiDAR and cameras. Europe's grid can at the minute support 100 million electric vehicles, and if it wants to support more, we'll have to do things like smart charging and when we charge the cars out of peak hours, according to a new report. Herbert Diess, head of VW, hinting that maybe one day we could see a new Volkswagen Beetle, but no promises being made. Got yourself a new BMW i4? Check out the new software update for iDrive 8. And that's EV News briefly for today. Catch you for the long show later, and if not, see you tomorrow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.